know all. I know who played it wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face the wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, that never gets old. We love it. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, passing you the Olympic baton of home ownership. Reach is the acronym for real estate education and community housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through financial awareness and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. And if you want to do it the hard way, it's 855-487-3224. Or you could visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. We've said it before, and even me, the one who just said it, this is the year you can become a homeowner. And all you have to do to get started is call REACH and let the REACH staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Larry Jones, Jr., a superstar appraiser with some useful tips about how you can increase the appraisal value of your home. And then Reach Radio has a special offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. You're going to love this offer. And then we continue our celebration of Black History Month. We have an interesting accounting of George Washington Carver, the inventor of peanut butter. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's voice of wisdom and full-time news producer, Steve Cody, what's on the block today?
Thank you, Alan. Here are the headlines for today. Florida's housing market wrapped up 2013 with more closed sales, higher pending sales, higher median prices, and a reduced inventory of homes for sale compared to the year before. This according to the Florida Realtors Association. The total number of new foreclosure cases filed with the clerk and controller of Palm Beach County is at its lowest point in 7 years, with new foreclosures down some 36% in 2013 compared to 2012. Higher prices led to fewer flipped homes across South Florida in the third quarter. That's according to a new report. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties had 940 flips in July, August, and September. That's down 8% from the same period a year ago. An executive of Freddie Mac said that these are good times for community bankers who are writing home mortgages. But some are questioning that statement, particularly those very same community bankers that are struggling with the cost of new compliance rules. And ordinarily, we wouldn't cover deaths in the banking industry, but this has been a rather unusual week. Three prominent financial leaders have died since Sunday, all apparently of suicides. We'll have details of these and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour on the Reach Radio Network.
Alan? Ooh, suicides. We're going to have to talk to Bobby Gaylor about that. So, hey, when we return, our first guest shares some special story about the Hoops Heaven basketball program. So stay with us. There ain't no sunshine when you're gone. And this just ain't no home without you. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short message.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Here to tell you about an all-new Reach Classroom Membership Program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, FUD, and HUD, and other government programs, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify. You know, they say membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now Reach has a special membership education program that will help save home buyers time and money during the home buying process. Now, here's a list of some of the valuable courses included in your annual membership. We have a foreclosure and modification counseling class, a post-modification closing counseling class, a six-hour first-time home buyers workshop. You know, that's a value of $35 all by itself. There's a two-hour one-on-one counseling course. That's worth $25. 1 hour of back-to-school or back-to-work education, another $35 value. And 1 hour of mortgage products training. You know, that covers FHA, VA, conventional, and hybrid reverse mortgage loans. That's a $35 value. Post-purchase and home repair training, a $35 value. And a one-hour budgeting class to help you get your numbers and your books straight when you're in the home buying process. And that's a $35 value. And there's also a one-hour class on landlord law. Nothing wrong with learning a little about who you're renting from or who you're renting to. And that's a $35 value. And a one-hour fair housing class. Plus, you get two free credit checks during the year. That's a $40 value by itself. You know, when you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Membership Program for only $99. That's right, $99. That's a $136 saving just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. So call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach Membership Education Program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for your home ownership programs. The information gained by obtaining these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? You can take these classes until you feel confident that you understand all the information needed to get you your dream home. To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number again is 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out, reach out. Okay, that brings us up to our first guest. Now, we told you earlier, Larry Jones Jr. Is joining us. Along with Victor Bannister Sr. They are the CEO of the Hoops Haven program and the president, and that's not respectively, by the way. But joining us in the studio right now, Larry Jones, he's been a real estate professional since 2004 with a proven track record specializing in all types of real estate services, including appraisal, rental, and commercial properties. He assists homeowners and buyers looking to buy or sell real estate. And his negotiating and short sale skills has made him an appraiser superstar. Boy, that's a title to have there. We might say hats off to Larry. How are you doing today, Larry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're just great. Victor, welcome to the show.
Appreciate being here, sir.
Okay, not a problem there. You know, you have a tough job going out and appraising homes and houses. What's it take to do that?
Well, it takes a lot of training and a lot of classroom hours and a lot of patience.
Yeah, you think? You know, you kind of have to be a snooper, don't you? You have to look around in the cracks and crevices and find out just exactly what's going on to value a house.
Most definitely, yeah. Our process in order to evaluate a house is a lot of research. We do a lot of research on the property itself, the surrounding area, recent sales data, and things that affect value of the property and surrounding area. And, you know, once we put all those things together, then we can determine what the market value is of each home.
So there's more to it than just looking for the cracks and the little holes in the roof and things like that. You're looking at the whole community almost, right?
Exactly. Yeah, condition alone is just one factor. But, you know, there are so many things, amenities, pools, lakes. If you're located near railroad tracks, schools that have a lot of high traffic, malls, some of those things, too, could be detrimental to a home's value.
Yeah, and that affects the value of the home. So you went from homes to hoops. How'd that happen?
you know, I was blessed to have gone to college on a basketball scholarship at Valdosta State University. And my president, CEO, Victor Bannister, also shares the same love for basketball because he also was blessed enough to go to basketball on a four-year scholarship. So we came together, and that's how the Hoop Heaven Foundation was started.
Right. You said that James Pitts was a big inspiration to you, right?
Yes. James, me and James were close friends way back in junior high school, actually. We first started out playing basketball together. And we went on to Forest Hill High School, graduated. Our coach there was Coach Al Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
He was a football coach, but he taught us how to play basketball. And we all wanted to go to Roosevelt High School, actually, to play for Floyd Andrews, which was the big coach at the
right.
time.
He didn't use any football techniques to basketball.
No, that wasn't the case. But Al Sutton made sure we got in college at Edward Waters College. Me and James were the captains on the basketball team my senior year at Forest Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We graduated, went to Edward Waters College in Jacksonville, Florida, and played with Coach Walter Fordham, was the head basketball coach at the time.
Right. And now, when you say at the time, what year was that?
This was 1975, 76.
Just yesterday.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a couple of days ago, right?
Right. And we all we did was play basketball. I mean, our heart was in the basketball, and that's why I'm still involved at this late stage of the game right now.
Well, it wasn't until about the 70s that basketball really became popular. I know I was in the television business back then, and basketball was sort of like the third row of shows, and it didn't get much attention. Then I think it was about the mid or late 70s, it just shot off like a rocket. What caused that?
Well, I tell you, in Jacksonville, they had two big guys, Pembroke Burroughs. He's a state trooper here locally. He's retired now. And Artis Gilmore, they were the first African-American Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't actually know that fact, but they were actually before Elijah Wan and Ralph Sampson were. But those guys gave us some inspiration to keep us motivated, and that's basically how we got started. James got real sick after he graduated from EWC. He was the general manager of about five McDonald's up there in Jacksonville mm-hmm. area. And I transferred to FAMU in Tallahassee to finish after we got through playing there. But he called me back one weekend and said he was very sick. Mm-hmm. And they operated on him a couple of times. We went up to Connecticut where he lived with his parents at the time. And we went there. When we came back, after that visit, we came back, and they called me that Saturday morning and said James had passed.
Mm-hmm.
He had been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he just loved the game so much that when we came back home after the front row, we tossed it around. And then about in the year 2001, we started up the James Pitts Scholarship Basketball Tournament.
There you go. And then from there, Larry, did they ever call you too tall? I mean,
they never called me too tall, but I have heard that that relationship used several times towards me.
Well, what are you, 6 foot six?
6 feet six, six
wow.
feet six, and believe it or not, I played center in college.
Ooh, wow, wow, wow!
Very small team. I played for Division II.
Right,
but
well, it was in the heart, though, right?
It was always in the heart. And, you know, that's how this foundation was founded. It's from the heart, you know.
There you go.
You know, Yeah, Victor Bannister came up with the idea to celebrate James Pitt's life. And, you know, he brought me on a few years ago because he explained to me his vision and the direction that he wanted to take this foundation to. And me having that basketball background and, you know, also coming from a poor family who couldn't afford to send me to college had I not gotten a scholarship. You know, I seen the vision also to maybe transfer that to the kids in the community and give them a positive outlook and something to look forward to.
Well, other than your height, I'm sure they had something to look up to. I mean,
most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. But how did that start? I mean, that's not easy. You don't just put a sign in the yard and say, hey, basketball program, call in and sign up. You had to do a little bit more than that, right?
Yeah, well, basically, from my painting business that I have, I took that money that I earned from there to back the Hoop Heaven Foundation.
Right.
We solicit. I got some friends that help me out every year with it. I mean, some close friends of mine, they help me out because they understand what I'm trying to do, too. And they're there for me to every year I call upon them, and they come through for me, and they assist us in it. But it's basically we are a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. and all the money that we take in pretty much takes care of the tournament.
Right. How many teams do you have?
Right now we have 16 teams signed up. And
16?
And we're trying to reach out to get some more teams. We got two more weeks before the deadline.
What would be the phone number for folks to call if they wanted to join up?
They could call 561-670-8333, or they could call 561-312-0023.
Okay, that's also the Superstar Appraisals number there, right?
Most definitely. We're also online at www.myhoopheaven.com. That's myhoophaven.com.
Good.
And you can register your team there as well.
Is there any age requirements? Do you have different classes, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We got high schools, 9th, 10th and 11th graders, and then we have an open league, which is a cash prize for that, and we have a plus 35 trying to encourage some of the old guys that still want to play like me and Larry. And we actually still playing on a team right now. We play a couple of nights a week right now ourselves.
And where do you perform?
We play at the Jewish Community Center right now, the new one up on Hood Road.
Mm-hmm.
We got games going there Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and on Thursday nights. Me and Larry actually play in the over 35 league on Tuesday nights.
Okay, I like you want to put that over 35, right?
you want to play in my league, old guys play, come up to the JCC, the Jewish Community, exactly. Set up on Hood Road.
The mature league.
I'm sorry?
The mature league.
Well, you know, if you want to contact them, folks, the number again is 561-670-8333. Or you can call Larry at his office there, 561-312-0023. Again, myhoopsheaven.com. Well, we have to take a hard break right now because it's better than a soft one. If you wouldn't mind hanging around, we'd love to talk more about the program. When we return, Larry Jones will give us more stories about the Hoops program, so don't touch that dial. It's covered with guilt and anticipation, and you don't want to touch that. All right.
I know Blade wrong. I got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
ain't got no home. I know Blade Roan ain't got no home. I know Blade Roan.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, again, your host and housing heffy, celebrating Black History Month with our special guests, Larry Too Tall Jones, Jr., and Victor Bannister, and we appreciate you guys hanging out through the break, and welcome back to the show. So what's the latest on the program now? What do you got coming up? What are you doing?
Well, besides the
besides
the basketball tournament, we have a mentoring program. We just got out of our mentoring program this morning. We have the kids come up to our headquarters at Palm Beach Lakes and Australian Avenue, and we have an hour with them on Saturday mornings, which we just completed this morning. And Larry could talk about some of the other programs that we have.
Right. You also, it's not just basketball. You also help mentor the kids and set them on the right path, right?
Most definitely. That's a great question. Yes, we do have a mentoring program, and we have about 15 kids now that we mentor regularly. We also have a computer-based training class that's going to be up and coming. Last year, we did a college bus tour, and we took about 10 high school kids to visit three colleges in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
All this money was pretty much financed between me and Vic and small donations. So we're always looking to, you know, to have more donations and more help to make these programs more successful.
You know, one of my mentors back in the day, and I know it's a different sport, but Tom Landry, he was the first coach in the NFL to start using a computer to help train kids.
How about that?
And look what he did. A few Super Bowls under his belt there. Do you do the same with basketball? Do you use the computers to help get the plays down and keep everything in line?
Well, no, we don't use computers as far as basketball training, but of course as we all know, that computers is the next era.
You
know,
sure.
Actually, it's the current era and the next era, and it continues to grow technology. So we always try to keep the kids up to date with the newest technology and how to be proficient in computer skills because we want them to be successful, whether or not they go to college and play basketball or they choose to get a job right after high school.
Right. Well, it's important because you're right. Those are the skills that we need, not just on the court but off the court, because life's not all on the court. So, and your tournament program, where can we get information about that? It's all on the website?
It's all on the website. You can go to www.myhoopheaven.com.
Right.
And click on, look to the left, and it says register your team. You click on that, and you can register your team, and we'll get the information immediately. Or feel free to call myself at 561-312-0023 or Victor Bannister at 561-670-8333.
Right. And I know, like you said, donations are a big part of the deal, and it takes money to do things like this. It's not free. That's not the way the world works.
You know? Most definitely. I mean, we just recently had a breakfast fundraiser last week. We partnered up with Applebee's to have a breakfast fundraiser, and that helped us out a lot, but we still need more. We have so many different programs that we're trying to initiate this year, and in order for these programs to be successful, we need everyone's help and participation.
Right. What's your number one success story? Do you have a rising star in the league?
Victor Bannister.
That was a nice pass.
Now he shifted over to me now.
Hey, I think he was dribbling on that pass. I'm not sure.
we are trying to reach out to so many kids in our inner city. We have a bunch of kids that's coming out of the Twin Lakes area that they're in our mentoring program, and we have a whole number of kids that we're trying to reach out and help. But as far as one particular kid.
The superstar.
we had a Brianna Beck was our first scholarship recipient, and she was a graduate of Royal Palm Beach High School, and she's going to Palm Beach State College right now. She was our first scholarship recipient.
Right.
In 2010.
In 2010. Right. And our second one was Kevin Van Hook II. He was a Rhodes Scholar at Suncoast High School. That's one of the number one schools in the nation. and what he says.
So up-and-coming names, folks. You might want to remember those names. Well, listen, we have to cut it short. I really appreciate you coming into the studio and joining us today on Reach Radio, and thank you for sharing your Saturday with us. Again, folks, it's myhoopheaven.com. myhoopheaven.com.
And send us some donations, please.
All right. We appreciate you coming in. All right. We're about to launch the second half of Reach Radio, and directly after that, we have some awesome stories about the peanut butter hero who made bread and jelly just more than a nation's best-tasting sandwich as we celebrate Black History Month. Steve Cody, we're up with the headlines, so what do you got on the block here? Let's expand on those stories we heard about earlier.
Well, Alan, here's what's new. Florida's housing market wrapped up in 2013 with more closed sales, higher pending sales, higher median prices, and a reduced inventory of homes for sale compared to the year before. This, according to the latest housing data released by the Florida Realtors. Throughout 2013, the state's housing market had demonstrated its in solid recovery and gaining strength, according to the Realtors president, Sherry Meadows. She's the CEO and team leader at Keller Williams. She goes on to say the positive fundamentals of Florida's housing sector continue into 2014. However, factors that remain could slow an even stronger economic recovery, such as limited inventories of for sale homes in many areas, overly restricted mortgage credit, rising interest rates, and concerns about the cost and availability of property and flood insurance. The total number of new foreclosure cases filed with the clerk's office in Palm Beach County is at its lowest point in 7 years, with new foreclosures down 36% in 2013 compared to 2012. There were 9,857 new foreclosures in 2013 compared with 15,419 in 2012. The last time the number of new foreclosure cases filed in Palm Beach County dropped below 10,000 was back in 2006, when there are a little over 5,100 foreclosure cases filed. The biggest contributors to our decline in foreclosure cases in 2013 were improving economy and changes to Florida's foreclosure laws, according to Clerk Sharon Bach. Palm Beach County Commissioners on Tuesday agreed to launch a study into whether minority-owned companies are too often getting passed over for lucrative county government contracts. The disparity study was sought by local Black leaders who say that minority-owned firms aren't getting a fair share of county construction projects, consulting jobs, and other work that's funded by local tax dollars. Now, the study, which could cost about $1 million, could be the first step toward returning to the county's old practice of giving minority-owned and women-owned businesses a bit of a leg up in winning contracts. Equality is something that is essential, said Palm Beach County's Priscilla Taylor, who pushed for the study. We need to do it, and we need to do it soon. Palm Beach County, by the way, hasn't done a study like this in 25 years. RealtyTrack, the nation's leading source for comprehensive housing data, released its U.S. foreclosure market report for January 2014. It shows foreclosure filings, default notices, and scheduled auctions and bankruptcies, repossessions, rather, were reported on over 124,000 U.S. properties in January. That's an 8% increase from December, but still down 18% from 2013. The report also shows one in every 1,058 U.S. housing units had a foreclosure filing during the month. The monthly increase in January foreclosure activity was somewhat expected after a holiday lull, but sharp annual increases in some states show that many states are not completely out of the woods yet when it comes to cleaning up the wreckage of the housing bust. Florida, Nevada, and Maryland post the top state foreclosure rates. Florida is number one in foreclosure in the nation still. Higher prices led to fewer flipped homes across South Florida in the third quarter. A new report shows that Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties had 940 flips in July, August, and September. That's down 8% from the same time a year ago, according to RealtyTrack. RealtyTrack defines a flip as a single-family home that was resold within 6 months of purchase. You really had a sweet spot for flipping as prices were bouncing off the bottom last year, but now they're seeing investors pull back, according to Darren Bloomquist. He's a vice president of the Irvine, California-based firm. I think it's a sign the market is more under control now. Christina Boyle, the vice president and interim head of single-family sales and relationship management at Freddie Mac, commented last week that community banks were well-positioned to succeed in the current environment. And she said, quote, "This is a good time for them." Sounds good, right? Well, there's a problem with that statement. Originations are down, and compliance costs are through the roof. New compliance rules are making it difficult for community lenders to compete with those mega banks. Mega banks paying out billions of dollars in settlements can easily more afford the added expense of being compliant, So more and more smaller banks are getting out of the origination business altogether as a result. So is it really a good time for small community banks to originate mortgage loans? Time will tell. Bloomberg is reporting this week that former Federal Reserve economist Mike Duker was found dead in an apparent suicide near Tacoma, Washington. Duker was 50 years old, a chief economist at Russell Investments. He'd been missing since January 29th and was reportedly having troubles at work. Normally, we don't cover deaths in the industry, but what's strange is that Duker is the third prominent banker found dead since last Sunday. On Sunday, William Brokesmith, a 58-year-old, a former senior manager at Deutsche Bank, was found hanged in his home, also an apparent suicide. And on Tuesday, Gabriel McGee, 39 years old, vice president at J.P. Morgan Chase London headquarters, apparently jumped to his death from a building in the Canary Wharf area. I hate to end on a dead note, but that's the news for this afternoon.
You know, I think it's a banking thing. They probably had an early withdrawal, and that's...
Where's a drum roll when you need one?
I'm telling you. Well, thanks for the headlines there. We really appreciate it. You know, in celebration of Black History Month, Reach Radio would like to share with you some interesting facts about Black inventors and their contributions to society. And I can't think of a better place to start than George Washington Carver. And he was born into slavery in Diamond Grove Plantation near Crystal Place, known today as Diamond, Missouri, possibly in 1864, 1865. The exact date is not known. He had a master because he was born into slavery. So Master Moses Carver was a German-American immigrant who had purchased George's parents for $700. When George was only a week old, he and his sister and mother were kidnapped by night raiders and sold to plantation owners in Kentucky. Well,
who's doing that?
He's got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Moses Carver. He was the registered owner, hired John Bentley to find them, but he could only locate the infant George. Moses negotiated with the raiders to gain his return, then rewarded Bentley. Now, after slavery was abolished, Moses Carver and his wife Susan raised George and his older brother James as their own children. They encouraged George to continue his intellectual pursuits. He was a smart kid, and Aunt Susan taught him the basics of reading and writing.
Well, that's because during that period, Black people weren't allowed to go to public schools in Diamond Grove. However, there was a school for Black children about 10 miles south in Neshoe. I guess that's in Missouri there. And so George decided to go there. When he reached the town, he found the school was closed for the night, and he slept in a nearby barn. By his own account, the next morning he met Mariah Watkins, a kind woman who rented him a room. When he identified himself as Carver's George, as he had done his whole life, she told him, "From now on, your name would be George Carver." George liked this lady very much, and in her words, "You must learn all you can, then go back into the world and give your learning back to the people." That made a great impression on George Carver.
At the age of 13, due to his desire to attend the academy there, he relocated to the home of another foster family that was in Fort Scott, Kansas. After witnessing a Black man killed by a group of whites, Carver left that city. He attended a series of schools before earning his diploma at Minneapolis High School in Minneapolis, Kansas. Then Carver applied to several colleges before being accepted at Highland College in Highland, Kansas, where he arrived. However, they rejected him because of his race.
Imagine that. In August of 1886, Carver traveled by wagon with J.F. Beeler from Highland to Eden Township in Ness County, Kansas. He homesteaded a claim near Beeler where he maintained a small conservatory of plants and flowers and a geological collections. He manually plowed 17 acres of the claim, planting rice, corn, Indian corn, and garden produce, as well as various fruit trees, forest trees, and shrubbery.
Then in 1888, Carver got a $300 loan at the Bank of Ness City for education, and by June of 1890, he left the area where he studied art and piano at Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa. His art teacher, Etta Budd, recognized Carver's talent for painting flowers and plants, so she encouraged him to study botany at Iowa State Agricultural College in Ames. When he began there in 1891, he was the very first Black student ever, and later he taught there as the first Black faculty member.
He did. He continued at Iowa State, where he earned his master's degree, and during the next 2 years, his work at the experiment station in plant pathology and mycology first gained him national recognition and a respected botanist.
And then in 1896, Booker T. Washington, the first principal and president of the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, invited Carver to head its agriculture department. Carter taught there for 47 years, developing the department into a strong research center. He taught methods of crop rotation. He introduced several alternative cash crops that would improve the soil of areas that were heavily cultivated in cotton. And he taught generations of black students farming techniques and made them self-sufficient. Then in 1911, Booker T. Washington praised Carver in his 1911 memoir, calling Carver one of the most thoroughly scientific men of the Negro race with whom I've ever been acquainted.
Absolutely. From 1915 to 1923, Carver concentrated on researching and experimenting with new uses for peanuts, sweet potatoes, soybeans, pecans, and other crops. This work, and especially his speaking to the National Conference of the Peanut Growers Association in 1920, along with testimony before Congress in 1921 to support the passage of a tariff on imported peanuts, brought him into the national spotlight, which boosted awareness for his campaign. During these years, Carver became one of the most well-known African Americans of his time, prompting President Theodore Roosevelt to publicly announce his admiration of his work.
In 1916, Carver was made a member of the Royal Society of the Arts in England, one of only a handful of Americans at that time to receive that honor. Carver's promotion of peanuts gained him the most notability, and in 1919, Carver wrote to a peanut company about the potential he saw for what he called peanut milk. During the last two decades of his life, Carver seemed to enjoy his celebrity status. He was often found on the road promoting Tuskegee peanuts and racial harmony. Business leaders came to seek his help, and he often responded with free advice for them. Three American presidents, Teddy Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge, and Franklin Roosevelt, all met with him, and the Crown Prince of Sweden studied with him for 3 weeks.
Upon returning home one day, Carver took a bad fall down a flight of stairs. He was found unconscious by a maid who took him to the hospital. Carter died January the 5th, 1943, at the age of 78, from complications resulting from this fall. He was buried next to Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee University. Due to his frugal living, Carver's life savings totaled about $60,000 back then. That was a lot of money, all of which he donated in his last years and at his death to the Carver Museum and to the George Washington Carver Foundation. On his grave is written, "We could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." When we return, we'll share some real stories from real Reach clients. And then our spotlight home of the week may be the home you're looking for. So stay with us, because there's a house in New Orleans they call the House of the Rising Sun. And I probably lived there once.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. So now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located around 11th Street in Riviera Beach, Florida. This beautiful single-family home has two bedrooms and one full bath, totally refurbished with new floors, new windows, new doors. And for the home chef, the kitchen has all new cabinets and the real cool appliances. The backyard is huge enough to host a chili cook-off, and it's ready for you to move into right now. It's priced so low that we'll only accept conventional financing or cash. And please, we don't need any investors on this property. It's really priced low for someone who's really in need of a home. Again, it's around 11th Street in Riviera Beach, Florida. It's a single-family home, two bedrooms, one bath, totally refurbished, new floors, new doors, new windows. Everything has been refurbished by the Reach workers there. And like I said, if you're a chef, the kitchen is made just for you. It's got all the cool appliances, new cabinets. It's a really nice place. The backyard, huge enough to hold your cook-off there. So it's ready to move in. And to make this house your home, please call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this home, again, the number 561-351-8000. If you're looking for a home, that's the place. And again, it's in Riviera Beach. Okay, let's take a look at some testimonials. You know, Steve, we have a lot of people, and we hear it all the time, and we're almost tired of saying it every week. People just don't believe that Reach can do what we say we can do. And the truth of the matter is, we can. We can do it. And we finally got to the point where we started reading the testimonials, and it's been pretty successful for us, because these are real people that contacted Reach with problems and said, I need help.
Well, I hope we have a lot of time for this, because we have a lot of letters from very happy Reach clients. I'll start with this one. This one is written to Pat Tracy. It says, I'm taking a moment to write this letter to you to thank you for your help since 1999. Your help means a lot to me and my family, and I hope you and my family can get in touch and keep in touch always and continue to do business together. Thank you very much. I hope in the future that you will help me with my mortgage, as I believe you will and always have my best interest in hand. May God keep you in my life, because I will continue to do business with you. You are the best ever. Thank you, Ernestine. And we don't use
the last name.
Now, I have another one here. This was written to Reach Advisor Wanda Camacho. Thanks largely to your expertise, knowledge, and dedication to positively meet the needs of your clients, my wife and I were able to save our home. Through the Reach Organization housing counselor, Wanda, we were given a fresh start with a new home modification mortgage repayment plan. This new mortgage repayment plan lowered our monthly payment amount, and our delinquent payments were rolled over into the end of the original mortgage balance. That's an important thing.
Yes.
Because most people think, well, I'm already 6 months late, there's no way I can make up that 6 months. Wrong. One of your Reach counselors, like Wanda, can show you exactly how that works. In this particular case, they just took that and put it on the end of the mortgage, and they're caught up, they have their home, and they're very happy. And Charles says, thank you for your passion, your commitment, and your dedication to positively resolving our mortgage repayment dilemma. You and all the Reach organization representatives are to be commended. In addition, you are a most extraordinary group of folks that we have had the pleasure to work with during our ordeal in obtaining a home modification repayment plan. My sincere gratitude to you, Wanda, and kudos to the entire Reach organization staff. I have lots of them. You have time for more?
Sure. You know, we have a lot of sharp Reach staffers over there, and I know we always talk about Wanda Camacho, I think just because we like her name. That's a great name, Camacho. But I want to tell you, there was a fighter named Camacho, and that's how I relate to Wanda. She's a fighter. She'll get right in there and battle with the banks, and it's like a 1-2 sucker punch, and you have your home back, and that's what Wanda does. She's sharp at it, and we encourage you to give her a call. What else do you have
there? But it's Wanda, not Hector Macho.
Yes.
Here's one from Waldemar. He says, I'm writing to you to let you know my loan modification story. My name is Waldemar, and I'm the father of Francisca. I found myself in a similar situation as my daughter regarding my home mortgage payments. We also shared the same lawyer, and he completely ignored my case for 11 months. He wouldn't even return my calls. I was getting desperate because the bank was already trying to foreclose on my house, and that's when my daughter referred me to Reach. Without any hesitation and having nothing to lose, I decided to give Reach a call, and I made an appointment. At my meeting, Wanda explained what the Reach program could do for me and what documents I needed to bring to her for my case. Well, she is a friendly, professional, and knowledgeable woman with whom I will be thankful for life for saving my house. Her dedication to her work and all the effort she made toward my case is priceless. I'm very happy and very proud to be able to say that I know someone that is not afraid to walk that extra mile in order to help people. And the person I'm describing is Wanda from Reach.
That's great.
Yep. You want to hear the one from Francesca?
Well, we have a quick one. We have about 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick. Her name is Francesca. She's writing because she had to tell her loan modification story. She was going through a bad time with her mortgage payments, decided to call a lawyer to take care of the previous mess. Turned out for the first 6 months, he didn't do anything. Didn't return any calls, didn't even respond to emails or phone calls. Then she went to Reach, and she says Reach was very professional, friendly, informative, and they were able to solve her case in a timely manner. She now has her home back. She's making her regular mortgage payments, and she says thank you, and God bless Reach.
Yeah, we hear these stories all the time. It's absolutely great. We again encourage you to call Reach. When we return, important news about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. The class is filling up fast. So we say, like America sings it, don't cross the river if you can't swim the tide. And by golly, don't deny living on the other side all of your life. Call Reach today.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, reminding you about our first-time home buyers workshop. If you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this February 23rd. You know, January's workshop was full. We had to move many of the applicants to the February workshop, so you might want to call early and secure your place. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach hosts their first-time homebuyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. A first-time homebuyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. It's sort of like an automatic forgiveness program there. So if you haven't owned a home in 3 years, you qualify. So there's no excuse not to attend this valuable first-time homebuyers workshop on Sunday, February 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7. Again, Reach headquarters are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard, on the west side of Military Trail. To enroll, call them today at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Okay, joining us on the phone right now is the one, the only, Executive Director of Reach with some closing comments. Please welcome Pat Tracy. Pat, how are you today?
Good, Alan. How are you?
We're just having a great day. We've had some great guests on the show today. We're having a wonderful time.
I heard it, and I am out with some individuals from our last first-time home buyer class looking at homes, so I'm calling from the car. But I've got some interesting news for you today.
Lay it on us.
I will. Alan, I want to ask you this. When you bought your home or when you've owned the home, do you believe you own the land and everything in it?
I would think so.
You would think so. But those people that bought from builder D.R. Horton, it's a buyer beware, because they retained the mineral rights to the property. So that's all the underground elements of natural gas, petroleum, aluminum, gold, silver, gemstones, water, hydrogen, anything that can be found on that property, they retained. They did not disclose to buyers, but they kept it. And so Pam Bondi's office has given those individuals that own the homes I'm going to speak about until February 28th to reclaim those rights.
Beautiful. Now, so Pam Bondi's the attorney general, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The attorney general to reclaim the rights. It was a buyer beware situation, and people living in Sagewood, Verona Palms and Green Acres, Knollwood and Boynton Beach, Pioneer Trail and Royal Palm Beach, Azura Townhomes in Lake Worth, some homes in Gramercy Square. All, if you believe D.R. Horton was your builder, you have only until the 28th to reclaim those rights that really belong to you. Anything on your lot underground, and today they have such sophisticated methods to get those out. They could set up a machine miles away and pull it from your property when it would be your right to have that valuable asset.
Right. They drill sideways, right? Is that like an allodial type deal? You might want to explain that.
I'm sorry. I didn't get your question.
Is it an allodial type? I'm trying to think of the name, the deed. Is that right?
No, it was a regular deed, but they reserved the rights to keep all the mineral rights.
Wow.
Now, a title search would have told you that if you asked, but it doesn't come up as a fault of title. So many buyers are totally unaware, did not know that they had that at all. D.R. Horton has not responded to the Attorney General with all the locations of the where they built. And so if you are in a D.R. Horton home, you should really consider and claim your rights. You should go to the Attorney General's website, and I think there's directions there on how to put in your claim to retain the rights of your own property.
Wow, Pat, that's some hot news, and we'll talk about that next week. But that's all the time left to us today, so thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests for coming in. They were great as usual. If you'd like to hear some of our past shows, the website is reachradioshow.com. That's where we archive all our past shows. And remember to call Reach toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Be sure and tell your friends about the show. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got